This week's recap begins with Governor Mike DeWine choosing former Ohio State head football coach and ex-Youngstown State University president Jim Tressel, a Republican, as the state's new lieutenant governor. The position is open because DeWine appointed then-Lieutenant Governor John Husted to replace Vice President J.D. Vance in the Senate. Mr. Tressel had been rumored as a potential U.S. Senate candidate in the past, but never formed a campaign. He was noncommittal when asked if he would enter the open 2026 governor's race. Two Republicans are making moves to succeed Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, who is not expected to seek re-election in 2026. Former Attorney General and gubernatorial nominee Daniel Cameron and 7-term U.S. Representative Andy Barr are indicating they will run for the Senate. Mr. Cameron served 1 term as Kentucky's Attorney General and lost the 2023 governor's race to Democratic incumbent Andy Beshear on a 53-47% count. Congressman Barr won a swing congressional district in 2012, but over the years has made his seat politically safe. His last competitive election came in 2018. Assuming McConnell retires, either Messrs. Cameron or Barr will give the Republicans a strong general election candidate. An open 6th congressional district could become moderately competitive. We see 2 polls coming from a budding Michigan Senate race. Blueprint Polling conducted a survey of Democratic primary voters. The ballot test results give former U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg a large 40-16% preference margin over State Attorney General Dana Nessel. The Michigan-based Epic MRA polling firm then tested a hypothetical general election pairing between former representative and 2024 Republican U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers and Mr. Buttigieg. According to this survey, Mr. Rogers would begin such a race with a 47-41% edge. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has drawn a 2026 Democratic primary challenge. Saikat Chakrabarty, a former campaign manager and chief of staff to New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said he is challenging Pelosi because, quote, America is stuck, and Americans want real solutions that are as big as the problems we face, unquote. His will be a difficult challenge. Ms. Pelosi has averaged 73.4% of the vote since California instituted its jungle primary system in 2012. From then until now, her general election average vote percentage is 82.7. Casey DeSantis, wife of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is showing signs of preparing to enter the 2026 governor's race to succeed her husband, who is ineligible to seek a 3rd term. Last week, a poll was released that found Southwest Florida Congressman Byron Donalds running far ahead in a Republican primary poll. The tested field, however, did not include Ms. DeSantis. The Florida governor's race promises to draw major national political attention. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.